This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, getting your line calls now. 2 weeks in, and I'm not sure what to do with this team. I have a fear that despite the win, despite not losing both games, I feel like this is a poorly coached, actually bad football team. And I tried to be positive all summer, and I really felt like, hey, they're better than Vegas thinks. But I'm going to tell you something. After 2 weeks, I feel like Vegas has this right. Now, they have every right to get better, but they better get better in a hurry. Again, home opener, depleted opponent. You got beat in every way, shape, and form. I mean, your quarterback had a couple of terrible turnovers. You had a ton of penalties, ton of mistakes. You didn't crack 100 on the ground. You gave up 435, 440 yards to your opponent. Like, your D-line was nowhere. What am I supposed to feel good about? Oh, and the special teams broke down. So, I'm kind of worried.
So I want to ask this, because this comment, it kind of got lost in the discussion last segment. I know you mentioned it briefly. Lions are obviously not 0-2 or 2-0, but if you had to say, are they closer to 0-2 or 2-0, what is it?
0-2.
Based on how they looked and looked both ways.
Yeah, I mean, people forget, but, like, look at the amount of mistakes they had to make beyond timeout gate to allow Arizona to tie that game. And then Stafford damn near threw it away. Then you go into this Charger game, and does anyone really feel like that was a great win or somehow they outplayed the they didn't outplay them? You can say you outplayed the Cardinals. I can live with that. And you're right. For three quarters, you did. But a rookie QB, a rookie head coach, like, is that really a badge of honor? You know, Anthony Lynn with his split squad out there this weekend, and how are teams running the football on them? What are we doing here? Where is this defensive line?
That's been MIA completely. But I think that's the thing where people look at it through 2 weeks, and obviously with the tie, they think, well, if we just wouldn't have blown that lead against Arizona, Lions would be 2-0 right now. But I do think, on the other hand, and I did hear Gators say this the other day on their show, that they also could be very close to 0-2 as well. They're not too far away from that.
Obviously, you're going to have to look at the injury report for Philly, but I guess for me, I'm tired of always wondering, oh, we have a shot because the other team's hurt or the other team sucks. Like, I want to be able to watch football where I go, hey, what we do on our own accord is good enough to win this game. And I can't say that right now.
That is a reason that I've chosen them to lose each out of the last 2 weeks. It's because of that team. On paper, they should have beat the Cardinals. On paper, because of injuries, they should have beaten the Chargers. But I always predicted them to lose because they don't do their job. Where's the defensive line right now? That was supposed to be the strength of this team. They have not shown up in 2 weeks. So how am I supposed to believe that they will show up this year? I have not seen it yet, and I'm going to go with, I don't think I will see it this year, because they're supposed to be improved right now. I don't want to hear the excuse of, they didn't play in the preseason, most of them didn't, so it takes them a time. They're professionals. Play football. It's week two. You don't get to wait till week five to be ready for the season, okay? And the offense looks stupid. It looks bad, okay? Matthew Stafford has done what he needed to do. He won the game on Sunday because of that one throw. But where was he the rest of the game? Where was Kerryon Johnson? Did they forget they had him on the roster? Because for some reason, they want to give the ball to C.J. Anderson all the time.
Well, Ty Johnson even got some burn. I don't know, 14 touches for him, it's not great. But then, you know, on the other side of it, David, you know how I feel. He's never going to be a bell cow. There has to be a sweet spot somewhere in the middle here. Let's go to Jordan, 97.1. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, guys. Well, you know, obviously I can see and say that they need to get better on defense, offense, and all that, but I just want to throw a little bit of the positives that I have been seeing, and Stafford does look like he is more of a gunslinger than he has been the last two years, I mean. And, you know, the one thing is he's got Jesse Jones, Hockenson, Amendola. Those are all guys that he hasn't been thrown to for only two games now. So I feel like with the chemistry getting better, I think this offense can get a lot better. And going into Philly, Valenti brought it up before the break, but about those injuries, Alshon Jeffery and DeSean Jackson, I think we can really easily, if they do get up, the offense steps up, I think we can get a win in Philly. And, I mean, Kansas City, that's, you know, I don't even want to talk about that. But I think it's very reasonable that we go into Green Bay 2-1-1, and I think it's very possible that the offense getting better, that defense getting better, that we could be way more confident than we are right now.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, look, Danny Amendola didn't catch a pass this past weekend. T.J. Hockenson was a non-factor. Jesse James caught like one ball. Yeah, it's great weapons, but they're non-existent this week. And I mean, yeah, you're doing exactly what I can't stand, which is I have to worry about the Eagles' injury report as to whether they can win this game. No, I mean, that just tells you you're not any good. I need to see them play a lot better. Now, Stafford becoming more of a gunslinger, I really don't know where we're going with that. He threw for 234 yards on 22 of 30 passing. Like, what am I missing? Ew. He's not going to be a gunslinger. It's not what they want from him. It's not the way the offense is designed. I really don't know much of what that call is about. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Hi, Nick.
Hey there, guys. What's going on?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I just heard the last caller, and man, what a terrible year it's looking for Michigan and football, for the state of Michigan, I should say. But yeah, I'm more on the positive side, but also, you know, I gotta take my step back and all these good teams that you've seen the past 5 years. I'll just go back 5 years. They all have combos, so, or like triple combos of offensive players, like three big names that make things happen consistently week after week after week. And you just don't see that from the Lions. You see the ball going over here. So pretty much to sum it up, they need to focus on the strengths and not spread the ball around so much, you know. So I just think that they'll be in a way better spot if they just said, oh, you know what, let's T.J. Hockenson, 150 yards, let's focus on that next week. You know, let's get him more.
The thing that concerns me is week one you went against a terrible defensive front in Arizona. Week two you faced a Charger front who gave up 200 yards rushing to the Colts. I mean, we're 2 weeks in, and the cumulative of Kerryon Johnson and C.J. Anderson is 44 carries for 133 yards. I mean, you're talking about a yards per carry of like 2.9, 3.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick, running the ball is supposed to be your identity. And Philly doesn't let you run the ball.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're not focusing on any of it. If you look back, they're not looking at it. They're giving it to Kerryon Johnson, you know, handful of times. Then they're giving it to C.J. Anderson, then they're giving it to some guy that I, you know, grew up with down the street. So, you know, at the same time, it's like if they put together a game plan, they need to do what the Saints did. They need to take that identity. They need to find it. Because last year, Mark Ingram, you know, Kamara and Breeze, they were unstoppable. Just those three guys. So, you know, a lot goes to show if you focus on the strengths, you'll end up with the reward at the very end of the season. So that's just me.
Yeah, and it's totally fine to say they can get better. There's no question about it. I'm not saying they can't. It's obvious they need to, but I'm just kind of 2 weeks in, man, kind of worried. I'm kind of worried Vegas got this thing right. And you can say whatever you want about, well, they're not 0-2. You're right, no doubt. But week one is as good as a loss in my book because you don't get that back. It's not a win either. It's kind of a nothing. So if you need 10 wins to make the playoffs in the NFC, you got to go 10-5-1. All right, cool. So you got to go 9-5 here on out. That's really hard to do when you're not able to run it. Your offense lacks the ability to produce points. and your defense is nowhere to be found currently. Like,
let's not forget about the special teams either. I don't think the special teams has been good at all this year. If anything, Jamal Agnew needs to step it up a little bit. Mr. All-Pro. Yeah. My God, that was awful. I'm not even getting to Prater missing the kick. I'm not super concerned about Prater. He's a good kicker. But overall, the special teams, yeah, that's another area that hasn't been great.
248-539-9797. Get more of the people. 345, Sully with 10 gross overreactions from week two in the NFL, including one that will probably cause me to suspend him from the program. 97.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.